The prologue to the book, Emily, is a pretty gripping scene of you and one of your producers as you're just very emotionally coming to grips with the fact that you said yes to another proposal that wasn't right for you. And this is, of course, after the season concludes of The Bachelorette. And I think the part of this that really makes people's hearts go out to you in a moment like that is knowing that, as you just said, we all make these epic mistakes, but that very rarely do we have to grapple with those mistakes in front of audiences of millions of people. I mean, what was that like to do in reality?
It was one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through, to be honest. I'm dealing with all these emotions and pressure, but at the same time, I can't really talk to any of my friends about it because there's things being written about me in magazines, and I don't know who to trust. And I really just kind of became a hermit, and I didn't want to leave my house, and I didn't know who to turn to.
It's the voice of Emily Maynard Johnson, who was the star of ABC's The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, who found lasting love in Jesus. She has written the book, I Said Yes. We want to mention again, we have two editions of that book to give away if you're fascinated by Emily's story, and she's lived so much life in so few years. At myfaithradio.com, you can look for On the Road to send us a note there via the contact form, and we would love to give you a copy of one of these books. So at this point then, how did God find you in that place in your life and really begin to reach into it and really begin to, really, as you say in the book, help you to realize that the love that you were searching for wasn't just a romantic love? It was something far beyond that.
Yeah, I would go online and read all these nasty things people would say about me, and I would just feel really rotten. You know, you can read 100 nice things, but read one bad thing and you forget every nice thing people said and
sure,
only remember that hateful thing. And I can remember so clearly sitting at my table, the kitchen table, and going online and reading these nasty things and the Holy Spirit saying, open your Bible. Just stop reading that and open your Bible. And I tried that, and I really didn't know where to turn because it can be very intimidating. So I just would look up what the Bible said about different feelings I was having, like guilt and judgment and different things. And I started reading the books in the Bible that were the women, like Esther and Ruth, and those really spoke to me. And it was through those that I just really fell in love with God's word and his promise. And I just started slowly coming out of my funk, I guess it is. And I realized too that, you know, I had what I thought I wanted two times. Through the show, I had the guy, and I had what I thought was going to fill that hole in my heart, but it just made it even bigger. And it wasn't until I started that relationship with Jesus that I felt that hole getting smaller and smaller. And it was like, it was instantly, I just felt complete and hopeful again and excited about my life.